News analyst Daniel Shore says the U.S. slowness to get involved in a United Nations force to help Zaire is consistent with American policy toward other countries, but he says it's also a sign that this country is not effectively using the power it has.
Superpower is as superpower does, and this superpower has lately been acting like some tin horn principality. The United States, standing on the sidelines, has permitted Canada to take the lead in assembling a multinational force trying to avert the death of a nation in Zaire. The Clinton administration has been dragging its heels on deciding whether even to participate in such a force. The president is also taking his time deciding whether to commit American troops to a new downsized NATO force for Bosnia after the current mandate expires on December 12th. At a NATO meeting in Brussels yesterday, most of those present, including the American Supreme Commander, General George Jolwan, agreed on the need for a replacement force, including 5,000 Americans, at least until next July, to avert a resumption of fighting. But the president says he has to assess the risks and benefits first. European diplomats hope he's just allowing a respectable amount of time to elapse after the election. Meanwhile, although no longer needing to cut off Robert Dole at the campaign pass, the administration still pursues its crusade against United Nations Secretary General Boutros Ghali. This is against the virtually unanimous sentiment of UN members who wonder why the United States doesn't pick on somebody its own size. Maybe a respectable lapse of time from the elections is needed here, too, before the administration accepts some compromise extension of Boutros Ghali's current term and extricates itself from this unseemly mess. Part of Mr. Clinton's problem is a worn-out national security team which he's trying to replace as fast as possible. But the greater problem is the risk-averse military policy that has evolved over the years, supported by General Colin Powell. It defines America's vital interests, justifying the use of troops in ways that put a large part of the human race out of bounds. That leaves the up-close military work in inhospitable countries to be done by others, while America with its missiles watches from over the horizon. This is Daniel Shore.